Town Hall tonight, folks. 60 minutes of fun and music brought to you by Ipana Toothpaste and Sal Hepatica. Ipana for the smile of beauty. Sal Hepatica for the smile of health. Fun with our star comedian, Fred Allen. Music by Peter Van Steven. New features, new laughs. It's Town Hall tonight. Listen to that crowd cheer Fred Allen as he heads his weekly parade to the old Town Hall. Fred leading the band with a magnifying glass, followed by those midgets of mimicry, the mighty Allen Art players. Let's join that happy song, folks. Everybody's going. Everybody's going. Here they come, mind readers.
Can you really read my mind, Fred the Shouter?
Yes. At 9 o'clock this evening, you will turn on your radio. It's Town Hall tonight.
Chess players.
This chess tournament started Monday and nobody's made a move.
Wait till Wednesday, mister. They'll all move to the radio. It's Town Hall tonight.
Furniture dealers.
What is the most expensive piece in your collection, Mr. Rung?
This radio is priceless on Wednesdays, madam. It's Town Hall tonight.
Well, sir, here we are before the old Town Hall. And there stands Fred with an egg beater whipping things up as the folks crowd inside. But listen.
It's a long way to Tipperary, folks, but it's just once around the dial to the old Town Hall. Now, don't shove there, please.
Hi, Doopy.
Hi, Poindexter.
Evening, Mr. Allen.
Hi, Mrs. Crud. Wheel yourself right in. There's fun for one and all. We've got something on the ball on the inside. So hurry, hurry, hurry.
Peter's set, Fred.
Well, tell Pete to get up off the nest, Harry. The opening number, something tells
me. Right, old friend. Let her go, Peter.
Something tells me I'm falling in love. Something tells me you sent from above. Love to start on a man in the moon. Oh, I'm certain they set the stage and open the curtain. Something tells me my waiting is through. I hope something is telling you through. Something whispers that we'll never part. And something tells me it's my heart.
Presenting that jovial, jocular jester, jangling jaded joints, jousting, jingling jokes, jerking, jeering jargon, jogging, jumping jitters, Jamaica's jam hound, Jersey's jelly bean.
What's his name?
Jeepers,
again?
Fred Allen in person.
Thank you. I'm sorry, you heard that laughing, ladies and gentlemen. That's Harry. Had a laugh left over from the Phil Baker show on Sunday and just had to get rid of it before we started. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is, April 13th, and just to prove the day's unlucky, the meeting comes to order with the Town Hall Bulletin. Hodge White, the first grocer to ever give away a sailor hat with every can of navy bean soup... I just looked around to see if there was anyone here, ladies and gentlemen. That's joke. Hodge has a special announcement. Now, Hodge says he's sorry, folks, but he doesn't think he'll have any colored eggs on sale this Easter. Hodge put 10 hens down in the cellar and fed them all diamond dyes so they'd start laying eggs all colors, but something must have gone wrong. Three of the hens broke out with lavender pin feathers. Two hens turned blue and died depressed. And the other five are just laying around the cellar, but not eggs. Now, Hart says he hasn't given up for hope, folks. He's putting in a peacock tonight for a sitting and may have news for you the first thing in the morning. Well, so much for foul activities around the square. And now for the town hall news. The curtain, Harry.
I'm lowering it, Fred.
Say, if it gets low enough, the curtain can join us socially, don't you think? The lights go out, and we bring you the latest news of the week. The town hall news sees nothing. Should consult an eye doctor. Woodside, Long Island. Families living in large apartment house in Woodside have been informed that their fall leases cannot be renewed unless they agree to get rid of all of their dogs and cats. Ban on pets has tenants in arms as appeals are made to borough president, Washington officials, and the American Dog Food Institute. Town Hall News questions man in the street to find the answer to this burning question. Should apartment tenants be permitted to keep dogs and cats? Tomtit Slouch, New York landlord, says...
Most tenants only keep dogs to set them on the landlord the first of the month. I own two apartment houses uptown, and the only rents I've received are these tears in the base of my trousers. I'm not only a bum, but I've got hydrophobia. Got a dime, bud.
Go away, go away, go away. Miss Cornwallis Bugby, ardent pet lover, says...
Home ain't home to me unless I got my pets.
Well, how many pets have you now, Miss Bugby?
Lord knows. I did have 12 cats, a mongoose, and a salamander.
Well, that's rather an odd collection, isn't it?
Well, I've been keeping company with a floorwalker in a pet shop.
I see. Well, hasn't the landlord complained?
Yes, he was in yesterday. You've got to get them cats out of my house, he says.
Really? And what did you say?
There's only one puss leaving this joint, I says, and it's under your hat.
And he left?
But how? Oh, here, Donald. My salamander's climbing up your pants.
Oh, well, I'll shake a leg, and you too, Miss Cornwallis Bugby.
Mr. Hollingshead String, militant dog owner, says...
A man's best friend is his dog. I got a Doberman flincher.
Doberman flincher, huh? Are you having any trouble in your apartment, Mr. String?
Yeah, the dog's always barking. They're trying to break my lease.
What causes your dog to bark so much?
It's the guy upstairs. His name is Post.
I see.
If apartment dwellers' pets are prohibited, many evils may follow. Dog easies are bound to spring up, and loyal pet owners will devise nefarious ways and means to thwart landlords' ruling. Town Hall News shows what may happen when tenants attempt to defy new ordinance and keep dogs in their apartment sub rosa. The scene, the apartment of Mr. and Mrs. Dombey Strauss.
Oh. Thank heavens you're home safe, Dombey.
Yes, Mona, but I had a narrow escape.
With the dog?
Yes, I had Lulu in my coat going out. I got by the elevator boy and the doorman.
She didn't bark.
No, but just as I got out on the sidewalk, a cop came up.
Dombey, did he?
No, he didn't see the dog.
Oh, did the policeman say anything?
Yes, he said, "You're getting fat, Mr. Stroud." And just then, Lulu moved.
Oh, what happened?
The policeman said, "Your stomach's pretty wobbly, Stroud. You ought to get a girdle."
Oh, what a narrow escape.
Yes, he started down the street with me, so I excused myself and got in a taxi.
And Lulu didn't get her walk?
I couldn't take any chances, Mona. I drove around the block, and Lulu ran up and down inside the cab.
My poor dear.
I held her up to the window once to let her look at a tree.
Oh, Mama's little darling.
Lock the door, Mona. I'll let Lulu out.
All right. There we are. Unbutton your coat, Dombey.
Okay. Look, she's shaking. Come out, Lulu.
Oh, quiet, Lulu. Does Mama's little Lulu want to get Mama evicted?
I'll put her velvet boots on. She can run around the floor a little. Good Lord, who's this?
I'll put Lulu in the closet. Be quiet, Lulu. In you go.
There. Now you can open the door.
All right, Dombey.
Well, good evening, Mr. Stroud.
Oh, yes, officer.
Is there something wrong, officer?
Yeah, the landlord just called me in. You've got a dog in the house.
Well, you don't think, officer.
You was acting kind of suspicious out on the street, Mr. Stroud. You were shaky like.
Well, Dombey has St. Vitus.
Oh, yes, officer. I tremble incessantly.
Yeah? What became of that big stomach you had outside?
Well, I...
He's holding it in. The apartment's small.
Hey, quit kidding, folks. I got you dead to rights.
But officer...
Listen, Stroud. When you bent over to get in that taxi, I seen a fur tail sticking out of your coat.
It was Dombey's muffler. There's a fur tail on it.
That tail was wagging, lady.
All right, officer. I'll confess.
That's better. Now, where's the mutt?
Lulu's in the closet.
Dog hoarding, eh? It's 10 years for every dog found in these apartments, you know. Let me open that closet.
Oh, dear.
Holy smoke!
You mean I'll get 10 years for having Lulu, officer?
10 years. You'll get life, brother.
What?
Lulu's had pups. Look!
Troy, New York. Students at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute collect 250,000 pennies and virtually corner the penny market, leaving Troy merchants without coppers to make change. Purpose of the penny drive is to enable students to pay hidden taxes on everything they buy in pennies. Town Hall News interviews little-known educator to get his opinion as other colleges throughout the country prepare to accumulate pennies. Presenting Dr. Erasmus Flunk, Ph.D. Dr. Flunk, Ph.D.
That's Ph.K., bud.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were a doctor of philosophy.
No, I'm a Ph.K., a pharmaceutical kibitzer.
A pharmaceututical kibitzer?
Yeah, I look over the pharmacist's shoulders when they're making crab meat sandwiches.
Mighty risky work, isn't it?
Yeah, that is.
Well, tell me, Dr. Flunk, are you in favor of students all over the country collecting pennies?
Yeah, it's about time college students was getting some sense.
Thank you, Dr. Flunk.
You're welcome, Mr.
Pick it up as you leave, Dr. Flunk.
Philadelphia, PA. A 7-pound boy is born in a Philadelphia hospital with one perfect tooth showing. Town Hall News catches intimate scene. A surprised father sees his son with tooth complete for the first time. The scene, the corridor in the hospital.
Gee, this suspense is brutal. Is there any news, nurse?
This bundle ain't no rumor, Mr. Cook.
Oh. Is it a, you know, or a, what's it?
It's a boy.
Oh, gee, a boy. That's swell. Hey, what's that in his mouth?
Your son was born with one tooth, Mr. Cook.
No kidding. Let me see. Well, son, now that you got a tooth, what have you got to say?
Quick, Pa, the eye penna.
Knoxville, Tennessee, Robert Sauls, 200-pound contestant, consumes 60 eggs in 30 minutes and wins the title of egg-eating champion of Tennessee. Town Hall News, unable to contact winner, interviews a runner-up in the contest, Mr. Salvi Yoke.
Well, Mr. Yoke, how do you feel after eating 53 eggs in 67 minutes at the egg-eating contest? Thank you very much. Now, our entrance for the Pulitzer Prize for Swing, ladies and gentlemen, the Merry Max. I don't know what makes the Max so merry, and while I'm trying to figure it out, the boys and girls will sing for you, Dear, Dear, What Can the Matter Be?
Dear, dear, what can the matter be? Dear, dear, what can the matter be? Dear, dear, what can the matter be? Baby, don't want to be kissed. You're here, close to the heart of me, so near, yet far apart from me. Oh, dear, what can the matter be? Why does my baby resist? You're sugar and spice, that's what my baby's made of. You could be so nice, but what is my baby afraid of? Dear, dear, what can be wrong with me? I fear you're not so strong for me. Dear, dear, what can the matter be? Baby, don't want to be kissed. Dear, what can the matter be? Dear, oh dear, oh dear, what can the matter be? Dear, dear, what can the matter be? What'll I do to prove it to you that I'm in love with you? Dear, you're a part of me, and dear, you're in the heart of me. Oh dear, what can the matter be? Baby, don't want to be loved. You're sugar and spice, that's what my baby's made of. You could be so nice, but what is my baby afraid of? Dear, dear, do you know what is wrong with me? I fear that you're not very strong for me. Dear, 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 baby, don't want to be kissed.
roll up the picture sheet for the week, ladies and gentlemen. We have one more news flash left in the projector, and here it is.
Last week, a freak April storm swept from the Rocky Mountains to the Atlantic seaboard, leaving Chicago with a blizzard and New York with the heaviest snowstorm of the year.
All of which goes to prove that you can't depend on spring for anything, except possibly a cold in the head.
Well, even that has its silver lining, Fred, because anyone who is catching a spring cold can always depend on Sal Hepatica. And I hope every one of you who has the slightest suggestion of a cold either has Sal Hepatica in the medicine cabinet now or will buy a bottle at your nearest drugstore as soon as this program is over. Because so many physicians will tell you this.
At the first sign of a cold, take a laxative immediately and also counteract the acidity that often accompanies and encourages a cold.
And Sal Hepatica is not only a laxative, quick, yet gentle, but it also helps nature counteract that acidity. So you see, Sal Hepatica helps fight a cold in two ways. Once you know how much and how quickly it will help you, ladies and gentlemen, you'll never be without Sal Hepatica.
And his art paratroubadours have just played Ragging the Scale. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I know you didn't expect to meet...
Well, who is it tonight, Fred?
You'll never guess, Harry.
Oh, no? Is it animal, vegetable, or mineral?
It's animal.
Animal, huh? Let me see. Is it a talking dog?
No, Harry. It is not a loquacious canine. Though our guest tonight can probably get you one.
Oh, really?
This young man is a renting agent for animals, insects, birds, and beasts. He will rent or sell you anything from a red ant to a white elephant. And so then tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I know you didn't expect to meet this juvenile clearinghouse for the animal kingdom, Master Stanley Woolley Jr. Good evening, Master Woolley.
Good evening, Fred.
You don't mind me calling you Master, do you, Stanley?
Not at all.
Well, how old are you?
I'm 17.
Well, how long have you been in business, Stanley?
A little over a year.
Then you were actually 16 when you became an insect and animal baron,
That's
huh?
right.
Well, this is indeed the age of youth. Shirley Temple's a picture star. Charlie McCarty's the head man in radio. And the way things look, I wouldn't be surprised if the Republicans run Bobby Breen for president in 1940.
I thought we were going to talk about animals, Fred.
Well, with the Republicans and Democrats, there's an elephant and a donkey involved, don't forget. Now, tell me, Stanley, how did you ever stumble on the idea that you could make a living renting fauna?
Well, it was kind of an accident, Fred.
Uh-huh.
A year ago, I got a lion for my birthday. And I just...
Oh, no, wait a minute. A live lion?
That's right.
What won't those gift shops think of next?
I didn't get my lion from a gift shop, Fred.
No, well, where did it come from? A pet shop in a tough neighborhood?
No, a friend of mine gave it to me. He got it from Trader Horn.
Well, something tells me there's plenty of lion involved here. Did Trader capture your present in the jungle?
I really don't know, Fred. Just a baby lion.
Oh, a sample, huh? Trader probably came back from one of those African trips and combed it out of his beard. But how did this junior carnivorous mammal start you in the business?
Well, I was working in a photographic studio, and I heard they needed a baby lion for a picture, so I loaned them mine.
For a slight monetary consideration, of course.
Well, business is business, Fred.
Now, what did you do when you received the money? Divide it up with the lion?
Well, no, I kept the lion's share.
Well, that's the only thing you have to know about business, Stanley. Always keep the lion's share, and you're bound to be a success in any venture. You know, that's been my trouble. I never could warm up to a lion.
Are you allergic to lions, Fred?
Well, not really allergic. It's 50-50. If the lion stays out of the city, I stay out of the jungle. But how about you? Aren't you afraid of wild animals?
No, they don't bother me.
Well, there's so little meat on you, Stanley. The animals might be waiting for you to fatten up, you know? Tell me, how do you operate your business? Do you have a private zoo?
I do own a few.
But a few animals. But you do guarantee to supply any kind of wild beast, don't you?
That's right. If I haven't got the animal you want, I know where to get it.
Oh, that's simple. Anybody could run your business.
Oh, yes? Do you know where you can get an aardvark?
An aardvark?
Yeah.
Can you get one?
Say the word, and I'll have one waiting on your doorstep in the morning, Fred.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Stanley. Now, let's not rush into this thing. Now, my front step is pretty narrow. With the milk and the morning paper, the aardvark might be crowded. And I believe in giving an aardvark plenty of room until I know what it is, anyway.
I just wanted to show you how quickly I can deliver rare animals.
Well, how do you know where to go for these semi-extinct quadrupeds?
Well, during the past year, I've compiled a list of animals with the names and addresses of people who have them.
You have a file listing the animals from aardvark to zebra, say?
That's right.
Well, do you ever have any trouble with your index?
How do you mean, Fred?
Well, have you ever looked in your index one morning and found the sheep card gone and the tiger card looking a little fatter?
No, my file is well behaved, Fred.
Well, how many animals are on your list, Stanley?
Here's a mimeographed copy.
Oh, now let me see. Antelopes, buffaloes, baboons, civet cats, kangaroos, pandas. Say, this looks like Who's Zoo. You can get any of these?
At a day's notice, Fred.
Say, I see you have some birds listed here.
Yes, I handle birds too, Fred.
Hey, if you had gone into business any younger, you'd have probably turned around and rented the stork after he brought you. Well, anyway, you see...
I can get you any kind of bird you want.
Oh, no thanks. An actor doesn't need any help to get a bird, Stanley. Say, I noticed a giraffe on your list here.
Yes, I have a baby giraffe and a full-grown giraffe.
No, thanks. I wouldn't be interested.
How about a trained skunk?
Oh, no. With my luck, he'd surely break training. Now, tell me, with whom do you do most of your business?
With advertising agencies. They use any number of wild animals and... for our display pictures.
Oh, I see. Well, what animals do you find are most in demand?
I rent more dogs than any others. I can supply anything from a Chihuahua to a Saluki.
Are those dogs, aren't they?
Yes, Fred. Haven't you ever been to a dog show?
Well, I have been, but I don't go anymore, Stanley. The last time I attended a dog show, I dropped $0.50. And I got down on all fours to look for it. And three judges came along and pinned a blue ribbon on my collar. I didn't go back the next year. Something told me I couldn't repeat.
You might have.
No, I'm resting on my ribbon, Stanley.
It says, best in class, breed unknown. But enough about my incognito wire-haired triumphs. Tell me, please, now let us control ourselves. Let us make every effort to hold in, and later on, if we feel as though we must give way, let us do it with venom, if we will. Now, tell me, how do you deliver your animals? Do you have trouble with the ferocious ones?
I think the worst time we had was delivering a tiger for a parade last year.
In New York City?
Yes. In order to get the tiger into the city from Jersey, we had to get a special permit and an armed guard.
Well, you can hardly blame Mayor LaGuardia. He had plenty of trouble getting one tiger out of the city, if you recall.
Yeah, and we had plenty of trouble getting our tiger, too.
Now, would you say that the tiger was your outstanding problem during the past fiscal year?
No, we had a more difficult order recently.
For a rare animal?
No, for a girl.
Oh, well, that shouldn't be so hard. You could take me along for babe.
But this is for an unusual girl, Fred.
That's just the kind you get with me along. An old Duncan Fife or something. What was the job?
A certain advertising agent.
Not mentioning any names. Now, let it. Now, you too, Stanley. You hold in with the others, you know. A certain advertising agency
wanted a girl to pose with a live leopard for a fur company ad.
Well, why should it be difficult to get a girl for that?
They wanted her to pose with the leopard wrapped around her neck.
Oh, I see. Well, you have to persuade a model to try on a fur piece with an appetite.
Yes. Yes, Fred, and I finally got the girl.
Well, how did the picture come out? A leopard?
Well, we're taking the picture tomorrow. If you'd like to come down and watch.
Well, it's a date, Stanley, and thank you a lot for this little visit. And before you go, I'd like to give you an order.
I'm always ready for business, Fred.
Fine. Could you get me 10 termites, 200 red ants, 2 dozen mice, and 1 large rat, must be ferocious, to be delivered on April 15th?
April 15th?
Yes, I'm moving on the 15th, and I'll need those termites, ants, and mice, because according to my lease, I have got to leave the apartment exactly as I found it.
I'll have them for you, Fred. And thanks for the visit, and good night.
And good night, Stanley S. Woolley, Jr. And thank you very much. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the Town Hall Quartet. Their song tonight is I'm Coming Home.
Coming home.
No more whiskey, no more gin.
I've got religion and it's through with sin.
No more poker, no more dice.
I've driven down and see from vice. And oh Lord, I was coming, coming home. Home, home. Yes Lord, I was coming, coming home.
Hallelujah, home. Round the glory.
Oh Lord, I was coming, coming home. My burden down, ready now for to wear my crown. Case, oh Lord, I'm coming, coming home, home. Oh Lord, has got religion and has come to stay.
Play with Satan, play with sin.
No use of talking, Satan's bound to win.
Parson says it's a sin to dance.
I ain't never gonna take a chance. And oh Lord, I'm coming, coming. River all the live long day.
Oh
yes, Lord, I's coming, coming. Oh Lord, I's coming home. Oh Lord, I's coming, coming home.
Hallelujah,
glory to glory.
I done laid my burden down.
Ready now for to wear my crown. Hey, so Lord, I's coming, coming. I's coming home.
Gentlemen, may we present a little scene from life. Crisp, compelling, and thought-provoking. The place, a restaurant. The time, the present. A woman says...
Waiter, I'll have the chicken a la king,
asparagus, and mashed potatoes. And for dessert, I'll have strawberry parfait.
The waiter says...
Very good, madam.
But her dentist would say...
Prove it, not only because it cleans and brightens your teeth so well, but because massage with iPanna was especially designed to help tone and stimulate your gums, to speed circulation and awaken lazy gum tissues. Now, don't let neglect mark you down for serious gum trouble, ladies and gentlemen. Start now to help guard the health of your teeth and gums by doing this. Every time you brush your teeth with iPanna toothpaste, put a little extra iPanna on your fingertip or on one of the scientific double-duty toothbrushes and massage it on your gums. You can make a mighty wise decision by saying to yourself right now, tomorrow I'll start using iPanna. Ladies and gentlemen, Town Hall tonight will continue immediately following a brief pause for your station identification.
Steven and the iPanna Troubadours have just played Sing Before Breakfast. Now, on Saturday evening, the senior high school girls will hold their smoke talk in the town hall basement.
Mr. Howard!
Now, I distinctly heard two names. Is that someone talking through carbon paper?
Hello!
Well, sir, they laughed when I poured water on myself and laid in a corner. They didn't know I had come to the masquerade as a puddle. If it isn't Portland.
I'll say.
Say, what is that outfit you've got on?
This is my new Easter suit.
Uh-huh.
It's a navy nubby wolf two-piece bolero.
Well, I thought the bolero was a dance.
Well, it used to be, but this year they made it into a suit.
You know, the same thing happened to that other dance, the Big Apple. They made it into the knees of my pants.
Hello, Portland.
Oh, hello, Harry. Do you like my new Easter outfit?
Say, that's very pretty, Portland. Didn't you get a hat with it?
Yes. This is a hat I've got on. It's one of the new ones.
I thought somebody had left the wet doily on your head or something.
You know, most of those hats women have on today look as though they made forced landings.
Hats are sure swanky this year. They have pillboxes, cartwheels, halo berets, and sailors.
I saw a girl with a hat on today. It looked as though somebody had crowned her with 20 cents worth of broccoli. Hollandaise and all.
I've never seen such scalp monstrosities. It looks to me as though the surrealists overpowered the milliners this year.
Hello, group.
Oh, what? What do you mean, group? A group is a cluster, and a cluster is something that hangs together. Portland and Harry and I aren't hanging together, are we?
The program isn't over yet.
He's a philosopher in street clothes.
Don't mind Mr. Allen, Peter.
Say, you certainly look pretty nippy, Portland.
Thank you, Peter.
And what do you think of women's styles this year, Pete?
Nix, Harry. My wife's listening in.
Oh.
Oh, a hen pecko, hey? A milk toasto. Afraid to come out like a man and say what you think about women's clothes.
Daniel didn't shoot off his mouth with a lion's cut harem, did he?
Well, of course, Pete's got something there, Fred.
Well, I wouldn't know, Harry. I've never seen Mrs. Van Steeden.
I've seen Mrs. Van Steeden.
Oh, wait a minute. Well, somebody might get a laugh here. There's no need of running through all these people here. Something could happen. Just be a little slower.
I've seen Mrs. Van Steeden, and she's got swell taste.
Yeah? Did you ever take a good look at her taste in husbands?
Let me tell you, Alan, years ago I was some kid.
Of all the places we picked out to wait, that was the wrong one. The years haven't changed you mentally, Peter. You're still some kid.
Okay, you win, but it's a hollow victory.
I'll have it stuffed and brought back by 12 o'clock.
All right, you getting a new seat?
New seat?
Now, wait a minute. Just wait, what?
Aren't you getting a new suit for Easter, Harry?
You bet I am, Porty. I'm going to town this Easter. I'm getting a hodgepodge ensemble.
Yeah, a hodgepodge ensemble? What's that?
Well, that's the trade name.
Oh, hodgepodge.
I'm buying it through the mail.
Oh, yeah.
The swell thing, it's an orange herringbone coat and a nonchalant henna tweed pants.
No vest?
No. No, there's a gabardine sash. It comes high around the...
Well, what do you wear with it, a purple dickie?
I don't know about the dickie, Fred. The catalog didn't say about that, but I can always slip on my pea-green muffler if the sash is too low.
The first rainbow that comes out is going to feel mighty conservative after it gets a peek at you.
Are you buying a new suit, Peter?
No, Porter. I'm just getting my blue serge dimmed.
Well, I'm not making any fuss about Easter. As soon as I get the fringe on my sleeves braided, I'm all set.
I wonder what Jack Benny's wearing this Easter.
Yeah, Jack's one of the 10 best-dressed men, you know.
Now, look. The conversation wasn't rough enough to get seasick. How did Benny's name come up?
Say, I heard Jack Sunday, Fred.
I heard you. I heard Benny, too.
He said you were stingy, Mr. Allen.
Yes. 100% cheap. Like a canary's vocabulary.
Now, wait a minute. I'm not as cheap as he is. Any guy who will lay out on his front lawn and run dental floss through termites' teeth to get his wood back is cheap.
Right, Jack did say the termites were eating up his new house, Fred.
That's some mansion Jack's building in Beverly Hills.
Oh, yeah? Wait till Benny jacks it up and puts the wheels under it. And the Chamber of Commerce finds out it's only a trailer. Why, I hear he's got a mortgage on it that does 50 miles an hour.
Jack told me he's putting a sign on his bird bath. No mixed bathing.
What bird bath? Benny's so cheap, he gets up every morning and takes in the dew on a sponge. Look, a sparrow that walks through Benny's grass after 5 o'clock in the morning gets chafed feet.
Well, Benny wasn't far off when he said you wore flour bags for underwear.
Flour bags? How do you like that?
And when Jack said he kicked you in the pants and started a dust storm, they had to carry me out.
That remark, saying that he had contacted my reverse midriff with his pedal extremity and caused a flurry of pulverized wheat to be released, was as low and as dastardly a canard as Benny has ever foisted on the ears of a gullible radio.
You don't wear flour bags, Mr. Allen?
Yes, 1,000 times no.
I saw Cushman's bakery truck pick up your laundry last week.
Oh, yes? Well, I was only sending my tea bags out to be stepped up. Benny can't get away with these innuendos. I can prove to the world that I don't wear flour bag BVDs.
Oh, how are you going to prove that, Fred?
I'll show you how. Benny said when he kicked me, a cloud of dust came out, didn't he?
That's right.
All right, now I'll bend over and someone kick me.
Oh, boy.
Not you. Not you. You kick me, Harry. And remember your soft corn. Before you kick, remember your soft corn. That little one in between there.
I remember.
Your chiropodist has been talking. Now, I'll bend over.
Yeah.
You all right?
All right.
Now, did any dust come out?
No.
Well, there you are, Mr. Benny. Go hide your head in that ill-fitting toupee. Go wash your mouth out with soap. Go, yes?
I'm not going to take a minute of your time, folks.
Now, Now, just a minute, friend.
Quiet, please. There's going to be a presentation.
Yeah? I just was presented here a short time ago. Well, who's presenting a message? Something from Oxford, and it wasn't a Yank, if you'll admit it. There's going to be a presentation. Who's presenting what to whom?
Keep your flower bag on, Bud. I got
to
make
now, wait
speech.
A minute. Wait a minute. Keep what on, did you say?
Your flower bag.
Oh, I just wanted to make sure. From the coast, huh?
I got to make a speech.
Well, if anybody finds out what's going on here, I'll appreciate a resume of the doing.
Quiet. Ladies and gentlemen of the radio audience, as a representative of Radio Peak, Radio's leading weekly, it gives me great pleasure to announce our selection for the outstanding program in radio for the weekend on April 30th.
Well, this is a surprise.
For his untiring for his consistently clean comedy.
Bravo, bravo.
For his bubbling goodwill and cheery banter.
Peace, peace, peace.
And for bringing to radio that little queen of song, Deanna Durbin, I take pleasure...
Up. Now, wait a minute. Deanna Durbin isn't with us.
Ain't this the Eddie Cantor program?
This is Town Hall Tonight.
What am I doing here? I'll get crummy. So long.
Oh, that interloper. Oh.
Gosh, Mr. Allen's fainted, Harry.
Well, there's only one thing to do, Portland.
I get it. Tally, ho.
And now for those among our listeners who lost again in the Irish sweepstakes this year, we offer you a belated consolation prize. It's a song by the Merry Max, the Gypsy in My Soul.
If I am fancy free and love to wander, it's just the gypsy in my soul. There's something calling me from way out yonder. It's just the gypsy in my soul. I've got to give vent to my emotions. I'm only content having my way. There is no other life of which I'm fonder. It's just the gypsy in my soul.
No cares, no strings. My heart has wings.
If I am fancy free and love to wander, it's just the gypsy in my soul. No cares to worry me and keep you from having fun. Because I'm happy as a lark and the feeling in my heart says I have wings. That's why I'm fancy free and that's why I love to wander. Love to wander. And there is no other life I know of which I'm fonder. I am fonder. Seems I'll never reach my goal. Because I've got the gypsy in my soul.
Every time you turn on your radio these days, ladies and gentlemen, someone seems to be asking questions. Well, we're no exception. For tonight, we'd like to ask a question, too. And we'd like you to think it over very carefully. It's this.
How many days out of each week do you really feel like working? Days when you don't have to worry about the kind of work you're doing because you know you're doing your best.
And the reason we ask that question, ladies and gentlemen, is this.
Everyone who has a job wants to hold on to it and wants to get ahead. And you've got to be hitting on all cylinders to do it. Unfortunately, ever so often, nearly everyone gets that headachy, logy feeling that says, take a laxative. But if you take something with a laxative action only, it may be days before nature has cleared up the accompanying gastric acidity. That's why so many physicians say,
take Sal Hepatica, because Sal Hepatica is both laxative and antacid. In addition to gently bringing you quick relief, Sal Hepatica also helps nature counteract gastric acidity, which naturally gives you a far faster comeback.
You'll find that soon your head's clearer, your pep's back, and you're really on the job again. So the next time you need a laxative, buy Sal Hepatica.
Thank you. Peter Van Steeton and the Ipana Troubadours have just given you a demi-tasse of coffee and kisses. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we present those fearless actors who brazenly gave a performance of Brother Rat at the last Cat Show, the Mighty Allen R Players. Tonight they offer a muddled little tidbit called The Hotel Mystery, or Detective Bungle didn't have to take off his shoe to know there was something dirty afoot. Overture, Peter.
Naldorf Pastoria Hotel. The manager? Oh, just a moment.
For me, Miss Carr?
Yes, Mr. Gribble. It's that man who's been drinking all week.
Oh, yes. Hello? What? There's an elephant in your room again? Didn't you say he went away this morning? Oh, he came back with a friend. Well, why don't you take an aspirin? The elephants will disappear. Oh, you took an aspirin and you disappear? Yes, yes, yes. If any mail comes for you, we'll hold it.
He's been seeing plenty of livestock.
Yes, he ran out of animals yesterday and started to see Frank Bucks.
Mr. Gribble, Mr. Gribble.
Yes, front boy.
Mrs. Van Puffstockson has caught in the revolving door.
Again?
Yes, sir. He's looped around like a lasso.
Well, don't stand there, boy. Untangle that dachshund immediately.
Yes. How will I know at which end to begin, sir?
Hold a bone near the door.
Yeah?
And start untangling the end that snaps at it.
Yes.
All right, that four-legged liverwurst is more trouble.
Here comes Mr. McPherson, the bagpipe king.
Oh, yes. Ah, good morning, Mr. McPherson.
Aye. Half a good day to you, Mr. Gribble.
Well, enjoying your stay in New York?
Aye, I've never seen such bargains. I've been eating all morning for nothing.
Where?
There's a shop on Broadway, the Automat.
Oh, yes, where the food is behind those little glass windows and you drop in a nickel.
Aye. I bought me a glass cutter and ate my fill.
Yeah. You're a great one for bargains, Mr. McPherson.
Thank you. Is there any mail?
Yes, here you are, four letters.
Thank you. Do you charge for ice water in this hotel?
No, ice water is free.
Is the gas free as well?
Yes, there's no charge for gas.
Good. Put some gas in the ice water and send up a bottle of seltzer.
Yes, sir.
Hi-ho, hi-ho, it pays to save your dough.
Of all the cheapskates.
McPherson's crazy about bargains. He tried to get 10% off for presenting his due bill promptly.
Why, there's the manager. I must speak to the manager.
Hi, I'm Mr. Gribble. Are you checking in?
With baggage. I am Boris Paskudnaya, Russian minister without portfolio and plenipotentiary at large.
Where?
I am taking a room without bath.
Yes, Your Excellency.
I am the new Russian. The new Russian has plain tastes. Make a note.
Yes, Excellency.
For dinner tonight, you are sending me up some plain caviar and two bottles plain champagne.
Yes, Excellency.
You're also sending me up a barber and a valet. They should be plain people.
A manicurist, too?
Yes, but confidentially, the manicurist should not be plain. I will go to my room and wait.
Yes, Excellency.
Oh,
yes.
Ah,
good morning, Mrs. McPherson.
And a brown a brick to you, Mr. Gribble. Has my husband Angus returned?
Yes, Mr. McPherson has gone to the room to read his mail.
Thank you.
No, not at all. Hello? Yes, madam. Someone is knocking on your wall? Oh, yes. Well, the room next door is small. The man is probably brushing his teeth.
Help! Yes. Help, police!
Good heavens, Mrs. McPherson, what's wrong?
My husband, Angus, he's been murdered.
Murdered?
Aye. He's laying on the floor, dead.
Good heavens, call the police! Hurry, Miss Carr, call the police!
Calling all cars, calling Inspector Bungle. Report to Hotel Naldorf Pastoria. Angus McPherson, the bagpipe king, is gone with his wind. Murder suspected. Calling Inspector Bungle. Report at once. Naldorf Pastoria.
Come in. Oh, my.
No fools. Nobody. Oh, I'll shoot.
Now, see here. Who are you, the Lone Ranger?
I'm Inspector Bungle, bud. Who are you?
I'm Gribble, the hotel manager.
Oh, yeah? How do I know you're a hotel manager?
I've got a carnation in my buttonhole, haven't I?
Well, that's good enough for me.
Well.
Now, don't move, nobody. And that goes for me, too.
Good heavens. What are you shooting for?
I caught myself moving. Now, what's going on here?
My husband, Angus McPherson's been murdered.
Oh, yeah? How do I know he's your husband, lady?
Here's my proof.
That band of iodine painted around your third finger?
Aye, it's a Scotch wedding ring.
Okay. Now, what happened?
Well, Mrs. McPherson had just gone to her room.
Yeah, who are you, bud?
Well, I'm the hotel manager. Here is my... Good heavens, where's my carnation?
It must have fell out, Bud. That's why I didn't recognize you.
So I went to my room.
Just a minute, sister. Who are you?
I'm Mrs. McPherson.
And who am I?
You're Inspector Bungle.
Oh, yeah, I should have known. I got the gun. I should have known I was Bungle.
See here, this is getting confusing. Who am I?
You're the stooge for the carnation, remember?
Oh, yes, my dear. I'll catch my death of cold through this open buttonhole.
Okay, now what happened, sis?
I opened the door, and there was Angus laying dead on the floor.
What did you do, Mrs. McPherson?
Well, first I cabled the insurance company. Then I fainted.
I see. Now, what's me next move?
Don't you think you'd better take a look at the body, Bungle?
Which is you, the body?
No, no, no. I'm the hotel manager, remember?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Then where's the body?
In room 1021.
That's all I want to know. Let's go.
Okay, here's the elevator.
Going up.
10th floor, Henry.
Yeah, there, Mr. Gribble. Hold on, folks. 10th floor, all out.
Now, wait a minute. My stomach's missing.
I ain't got it, sir. Hold on.
I'll frisk that guy later. Now, where's this room?
Right here across the hall.
Stand back, you two. Let me open that door.
Oh,
let me take a gander around.
Is McPherson dead, Mr. Bungle?
He better be. Nobody's making no fool out of Bungle. Now, wait a minute. Somebody's stolen this guy's pants.
Angus is wearing kilts.
Pipe down, lady. Bungo's doing the detecting.
Look, do you see any clues?
Say, what's this glass? Might be poison.
Oh, no. Angus ordered an Aberdeen flip right after breakfast.
What's an Aberdeen flip?
It's 2 jiggers of water with an olive glued in the bottom of the glass.
The bartender might have killed him.
Oh, how, Bungo?
He might have given him what they call in Scotland a muckle McFun.
Now, that's preposterous. I'll vouch for our bartender, Bungle.
Okay. This ain't no government job. I gotta work fast. Was this door locked when you found your husband's body, lady?
No, the key was outside.
Then the murderer is on this floor. I'm looking me in every room. You two stay here. And don't nobody move.
But my husband...
That goes for him, too. I'll be right back. Now, let me see. Who's across the hall here? Open up! Open up!
Well, what do you want?
I'm Inspector Bungle, lady. The man across the hall's been murdered. You're under suspicion, Toots.
Listen, stupid. I'm Delphinium Gay, the actress.
If you're with the Guild, where's your English accent?
I'm starring, and you can't take it with you.
Yeah? What part do you play?
I'm the one who can't take it.
You ain't kidding Bungle, lady. I'm examining these premises.
Oh, get out! You can't! Help!
Hey,
help!
Hey, quit yelling, sister.
Help, please!
Lie down,
hey,
will you?
Hey, what's going on here?
This beast is trespassing.
I'm Inspector Bungle, bud.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm the house detective. Get your sample case and check out.
Thank you, officer.
Okay, lady.
I'm warning you, Flatfoot. You're interfering with the law.
Quit stalling, four-flusher. If I catch you doing the hallway cousin over again, out you go. There's the alarm.
What's that, burglars?
No, some guest is escaping on a fire escape. Hey, you, come back here.
Why, I should have wheeled on him. Who's in this room here?
Say, what do you three guys want?
We're Inspector Bungle, bud.
Who's the other two guys in the middle?
Quit kidding, Rummy. There's been a murder committed.
Quiet. I got 2 elephants in here and they're both asleep.
You better get back to sleep yourself, bud.
I can't. There's a hippopotamus in my bed.
Yeah, you win, bud, with your menagerie. So long.
So long, fellas.
Why, he couldn't have done it. He wasn't in no condition. What's this room on the other side of McPherson?
Come in.
I'm Inspector Bungle, bud.
I am Boris Pascunier.
Yeah? I'm arresting you for the murder of Angus McPherson.
What kind of a hotel is this? I am getting a room with running lunatics.
Don't move, bud.
Oh, I'm taking a walk, foreigner. Beating it.
Stand back or I'll shoot.
Oh,
What have you done? What
Come clean,
done?
Alien. You killed Angus McPherson.
No, I'm innocent.
Yeah? If you're innocent, what are you bawling for?
It's the shooting. It's making me homesick for Russia.
You're too much for me, Bud. So long. This is getting confusing, Bungle. It certainly is. You better get back and grill that widow. Okay, I will. Somebody's holding something back from Bungle. Oh, yeah, but not for long. Nice work, Bungle. Thanks. Let's go. Okay.
Well, any luck, Bungle?
Have you found who killed Angus?
It's an inside job, folks. The solution's in this room. Let me see. What's this calendar, Mrs. McPherson?
That's Angus's daily reminder. He made a list of all the bargains he found.
Bungle's closing in, folks. If I can read this writing, the mystery's solved.
What does it say?
Bargains at Automat by Glasscutter. Bargains in Garters. Save old chewing gum to hold up socks.
Aye, Angus would always react to a bargain.
Well, what else is written on that calendar, Bungle?
It says, My Day. By Angus McPherson. 10 o'clock shave. Save lather to soak kilts in.
11?
11, it says, see if any sparrows eggs a nest at window. If so, junior omelet for breakfast.
Well, what's next?
12 o'clock, get mail. Then it's a blank. The last thing Angus McPherson did alive was read his mail.
That's right. I gave it to him at the desk.
Was your husband expecting any bad news out of Mr. Farley's grab bag, lady?
Well, he was forever writing away for samples and bargains.
Bungo's closing in, folks. Where's them letters?
They're laying on the floor right there under Angus.
Roll them over. Get over, Angie. Here they are. Here's the last letter McPherson read, clutched in his hand. Aha, just as I suspected.
What does it say?
Leave this to Bungle, folks. Stand back, everybody. Let me get in my pocket here.
You're not going to shoot, Mr. Bungle.
Shoot nothing. I'm dropping a quarter in front of the body. Now watch.
Put my machine in. It's mine. I saw it first. Where is it?
Angus, you're alive.
Don't change the subject, wife. Where's that shilling?
I knew that money do the trick. Bungle never fails, folks. Come clean, McPherson. You tried to commit suicide.
Aye, Bungle. I'm so close. I thought if I laid down, I could smother myself.
But why, Angus, why?
You know my weakness, honey.
I bargain.
Aye, and the bargain nearly finished me.
You mean that letter, Mr. McPherson?
Aye, read it, Bungle.
Sure, it's a circular. Attention, bargain hunters, it says. After 50 years, Dumbbell's Mortuary is going out of business. The chance of a lifetime to get a decent burial at slash prices. Flowers thrown in three. Act quickly.
Aye, and I did. It was to be my final bargain. But Inspector Bungle put it in.
You're right, McPherson. Inspector Bungle knew you couldn't commit suicide.
I couldn't? Why?
You're too tight, McPherson. You'd never give up the ghost.
Gentlemen, before we look under the tent to get a peek at next week's big show, we'd like to thank you, and here's why.
Well, every time you buy a tube of Ipana and a bottle of Sal Hepatica, ladies and gentlemen, you not only bring into your homes an ideal toothpaste and an ideal laxative, but your purchases are also making possible all of your Wednesdays with Fred Allen. So thanks for your two-way loyalty to us and to the famous tube and the famous bottle. Ipana toothpaste for the smile of beauty, Sal Hepatica for the smile of health. Ipana, Sal Hepatica.
Thank you, Harry. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, next Wednesday evening, Town Hall tonight brings you comedy. Drama.
You ain't pulling that old gag. You're out of gas.
Yes, madam. I'll have to pull your tooth with Novocaine.
People you didn't expect to meet.
A lady fish doctor. Is your goldfish ailing? Tune in.
And music.